This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you and your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Mississippi Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature a member spotlight on Jay Grisham, owner of Weed Warriors. If you get a chance to sit down and talk shop with Jay Grisham, MTA member and owner of Weed Warriors, it won't take long for his gratitude, humble nature, and enthusiasm to take center stage. What's unique about Jay and Weed Warriors is the focus on training and preparing his staff not only for the challenges of the job, but also for the struggles of life. Jay's faith is at the forefront of his personal and professional life, and he brings that perspective to all aspects of his work and relationships. We talked to Jay about how his company was founded, how it's grown, and his principles for leading and encouraging his staff and those around him. How did you choose the turf grass industry as a career path? I started off in college in sports turf management because I loved sports. That's what I did growing up in Decatur, Alabama. Originally, it was a stepping stone to me to get to the next step, which was going overseas to do missions. I went to Mississippi State, worked on a golf course one semester, and athletic fields another semester. Then I realized I wanted to be more well-equipped to do things overseas. So I changed my emphasis from turf to integrated crop management. So it was still an agronomy degree, but the concentration changed. I got to do classes in vegetable and row crop production, a wide variety. It feels more like a general agricultural degree. In college, I realized I wasn't ready for the mission field like I thought I was. So I decided to go into the workforce first. A guy from church hired me to work for him. He had a lawn spraying business, and he knew I had an agriculture degree. How did your company, Weed Warriors, get started? After a year of working for the guy at church, he was like, "Are you going to start your own business?" And I said, "What?" He told me he was trying to help me start my own business because he knew I wanted to have a big family and I needed a job where I could provide for them. On one hand, I want to encourage people that anyone can do this. On the other hand, I share that it's really what the Lord wants. There are people way more qualified than me who haven't been able to succeed in it. And then I'm your perfect example of I'm the last person on earth that should have started a company. In 2009, we started with one customer. We're based in Pearl with employees in every city around Jackson Metro. The only job I could get coming out of college has turned into something that I truly enjoy. Now I do it because I enjoy doing it and I enjoy the employees I've been able to hire. How has Weed Warriors grown and changed over the years? I started with one customer because my first boss gave it to me. I kind of knew what I was doing, and I just slowly grew and kept adding. I was able to learn and grow as I was going, but I did get to the point where business became difficult, and I made mistakes and tried to get out of the business. I tried to find other professions to do. It's almost like this is what the Lord wanted me to do because I tried to get out of it and I couldn't. Now it's something I love, and Weed Warriors is becoming a staple name around here. We've got amazing guys, and I've done it enough years now where I can really teach guys like me who don't come from agriculture backgrounds, but they have character and intelligence. I'm able to take those same kinds of people and have a company of guys that are smart and that care about what they're doing, and I can teach them about the agriculture side of things. We have over 1,200 customers now, and I have 13 employees, which includes full-time, part-time, and seasonal. We do plant health and plant pests, including fertilizer treatments and weed control, insect and disease treatment for grass, shrubs, and trees. Most of our business is weed control and fertilizer in grass. I've got substantial resources devoted to the shrub and tree side. There are not as many customers there, but it's growing. It's also noteworthy that I am very thankful for MSU Extension as part of my continuing education. I've learned a lot of important things at Extension educational events and wish I could meet more people like myself, lawn, shrub, and tree, at these events. But unfortunately, they seem to be more dominated by golf guys. No offense. Let's go LCOs. Have you faced labor challenges with the company's growth? It's not easy, and it's becoming increasingly difficult as I'm having to hire more people. Anybody can spray yards, but I'm realizing part of being a business that has multiple employees is that you have to be able to manage people. When you're trying to take care of people's plants, to do that, you have to take care of the people who take care of the people's plants. The way we have been successful is first with the Lord's blessing, and second, the Lord has humbled me in ways that allow me to be able to deal with people. I've learned that you're either leading people in a good way or in a bad way, and if you're not leading, somebody else will. So to have good employees, you have to be a leader. Maybe that can be an encouragement to someone out there to do some self-reflection. I think we all, myself included, need to be encouraged. Why have the principles of your faith been so important to the growth of your business? I like to compare it to an agriculture concept. We like to go after fruits, whether it's actual fruit, leaves, or flowers, to get the desired result. Just like with everything else in creation, if you go after it by not thinking about the things you can't see, which are underground, roots, you're not going to get the results that you're going for. So you have to look inward. When you're in an organization that's not a Christian or spiritual organization, you're going after things physically and scientifically, which I love. But I also know that people are not just physical. There's a spiritual dimension. If all you're thinking is what you can see in the physical, outward, above ground space, then it's always going to be difficult because you misdiagnose the true problem of what you're really going for and how you need to be encouraging your people. We take time every day to pray and to teach. I teach biblical concepts because the root problem is sin, and the way we relate with God, ourselves, and people is marred because of sin. So sin affects everything, so if you take that out and you only try to be scientific, then yes, it's always going to be a big, confusing thing. Whatever you do, all to the glory of God. That's really our motto. I want to encourage my guys to do that. What do you do outside of work? I have 5 kids, ages 4 to 13, and a 6th on the way. The Lord is most important in my life, and my family is second. I've created a business environment that when it's 5 o'clock, we're done. You have time to be with your family. It doesn't mean that I don't stay up late at night. As a family, we like to go to MSU sporting events, church events, visit with family and friends, gardening. We love being outdoors. What advice would you give to younger people starting out in the industry? There's a proverb that says, humility and fear of the Lord bring riches, honor, and life. If we're seeking riches and honor in life, but not through humility and fear of the Lord, then it's going to be like chasing after the wind. It doesn't matter how well equipped you are. People much less equipped can do better. More equipped can fail. For me, that's what it is, and that's what I want to encourage people with. Don't go after it for the money. Whatever you do, do it with humility and fear of the Lord. Then it's going to be a wonderful thing. You can find contentment and joy. To learn more about Jay and Weed Warriors, visit his website at https://weedwarriorsjackson.com/about-us/. For all resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.